Well, the word like last week was used as frustrated, but that was frustrated with the result and not the performance. Today it's pleased with the result, but frustrated with the performance, you know. And sometimes football goes like that. We weren't very good first half, didn't move the ball quick enough, well, with the exception of probably the first 5 minutes. I thought we started the game brightly, which was the opposite to last week. But we were just too slow on the ball, laboured on the ball, and you know, I was very disappointed. And I got into them a little bit at half time, and you know, second half we was a lot better. But you know, games like that sometimes hinge on a bit of brilliance from somebody, and we got two bits today from Tom Bradshaw.
They were two different goals, weren't they? The first one I described as Van Basten-esque, the way he sort of volleyed it into the top left-hand corner. Very good chip for the second, but just shows the quality of the man, doesn't it, with those two finishes?
Yeah, they were both quality finishes. I think that's the word to sum them up. And you know, great technique for the first, and he had the audacity to dink a 6'4" goalkeeper for the second. You know, and he's a good finisher. He works very hard all through the week. But as I say, we were pushing to try and get the winner. At 0-0, you know, I didn't think we was going to concede. You know, Neil's had to make a couple of decent saves from a free kick, and but their goalkeeper's made a great save from Andy Taylor, who I thought had scored. But it became a bit of a chess game. We've changed system two or three times throughout the game, and you know, they've changed the system when Keegan came on as well. And it was all about sometimes a bit of brilliance, and we got that. And you know, I'm pleased with the win, that's for sure.
Just shows how important it is and how crucial it was you kept him during that transfer window, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, but we kept him because we'd had no offers for him. So, you know, because he's a very good player, and he's one that we think can keep us near the top of the league, which is where we want to be.
Great to see Neil Etheridge back. Some crucial saves in the first half, and he merited that Man of the Match trophy.
Yeah, he made a couple of good saves. You know, he makes saves that I think he's expected to do. You know, goalkeepers are meant to keep the ball out the back of the net. But it will do his confidence the world of good, because, you know, he's just been away with the Philippines and they got beat 5-1 against Uzbekistan. And, you know, he certainly could have done better with a few of the goals there. So, but that will give his confidence a great boost. And he's been very good for us. And, you know, maybe he hasn't got had the training that he gets here.
Let's talk about the formation. You changed it a bit again. I think Lankovic up with Bradshaw. Talk to me a bit about that.
Yeah, I just felt watching them that, you know, we wanted to get balls into Milan and get him turned and running at their back four. I thought that could cause them problems, but they had two tight banks of four there today, so it was very difficult to get the ball through to him. And there was possibly, you know, people talk about playing in the hole, but you've got to have a hole to play in. And today there wasn't a hole to play in, because they were very good at what they did, very organised. And, you know, we changed it about 10 minutes before half time and went 4-1, 4-1. And we looked a lot better doing that. But still, you know, there was a stalemate, and they sent Keegan on, so we changed it again and got Romain hired up the pitch then, and you know, that bore fruits in the end.